The Ongus Light is back, y'all. And here's a sneak peek of season 2.
Nah, but I try not to get too, you know, full of myself or expect that just because I accomplished this thing that everything is going to be easy. My mom always kind of tells me, like, when you get to another level, a lot of times it's harder. So I always kind of keep that in mind whenever I do accomplish something that is going to be harder, that more is going to be demanded of me, and I'm going to have to grow a little bit more.
Set yourself up for success and also have realistic expectations. So what I mean by that is, don't think that on your first few times that you're going to be able to sit for 30 minutes and like have a clear mind with nothing passing through your head.
I mean, that's my expectation. I ain't going to lie. That's what social media has set us up to believe that yoga is and meditation is, all
right? Right, right. But that's not realistic.
Y'all, I kept up this sham until the day of my audition for the School of Music. And on that day, I laid my flute down once again, and this time will be the final bow.
Usher was a big thing for me back in the day.
And you wonder why we get along so well.
Yeah. Entertainment was singing. He did everything that I wanted to do. And
now, wait, pause. Usher, no, I love him. He ain't a good actor, though, Curtis.
Oh, no. Music.
In my experience, the pain that comes along with ending that thing tends to resurface years later and can even make us question if we made the right decision.
It made me be patient with myself. I've learned, it's like, it's one thing to love yourself, but it's another thing to be patient with yourself. And I'm giving myself grace